Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Suzanne is one of our top entrepreneurship experts, but she's most recently become a politician, and she's been blending those two perspectives together, those two disciplines together, and she's come up with some things that you and I need to know about. Suzanne Mulvihill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. And she's also the author of Employee. The book is called Employee to Entrepreneur, The Employee's Guide to Entrepreneurial Success. Suzanne, how's it going being a politician?
It's been going really well.
You know, this is not a great year for politicians.
Well, it's been eye-opening. I think there's a lot of things happening politically. I can't believe that I didn't get involved. And I mean, like, I never really paid attention to politics until I moved to Lake Worth.
Yeah, you're in Lake Worth, Florida.
Correct.
Which is just south of Palm Beach.
That's correct.
Uh-huh. And a beautiful part of the state. So how big is Lake Worth?
It's about a little over 5 square miles. It's a very small seaside community.
It's a little hamlet, little hamlet kind of town, isn't it?
Yes, it's actually a... as the Wall Street Journal described it, as an artsy enclave just south of posh Palm Beach. That's exactly what they said when they wrote about us. Off the beaten track, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're one of the council member?
Yes.
City
commissioner, elected
commissioner.
Official.
Okay, all right.
I'm a commissioner.
All right, a commissioner, all right. And so you've been elected to, are you at large or are you in a district?
I'm in a district, but I am at large. There's 4 districts.
Oh, okay. All right. And so what has been the biggest eye-opening thing for you with regard to what the city can do for businesses that businesses aren't taking advantage of?
That businesses are not taking advantage of?
Yeah, because most businesses are like you were, like I am. You know, we just kind of do our own thing and make payroll every Friday, and we don't really get that involved.
Well, and I think the biggest thing that businesses miss out on is knowing what's happening in the city and how they can leverage what's happening in the city and how they can participate in what's happening in the city. You know, for example, we just had we changed the zoning for, you know, that we have like a glut of condos and down here, and we had this area zoned for condos. Well, a Publix supermarket, we changed the zoning so a Publix could come in, and you know, how that would affect the businesses nearby if they didn't come to the commission meetings or know. You know, so it's important to be aware of what laws are changing, what zoning things are changing, where there's pockets of money.
Well, and also where things are going.
Yes.
If you pay attention to some of the planning, some of the talk, some of the discussion that's going on, you can see where maybe 10 years from now that's where the road's going to go.
That affects
property you have or maybe property that you could acquire.
You know, and here we have facade, they're called facade grants, and they're business grants. They're run under our community redevelopment agency. And, you know, really only the business owners that know about it even apply for the grants. And they are they're matching funds. We had somebody get $20,000 last year for repainting his building.
Wow.
And then he matched it. Yeah, so with their... So, but only people that know about it get it, or even apply for it. So it's really important if your listeners have a community redevelopment agency or agencies that help businesses to find out if there are different grants.
You know, I found out about low interest loans that were available to a historic house that I restored. That we restored, and my wife and I, and we got at a time when interest rates were pretty high, we got a low interest rate loan for the restoration of that 150 year old house, and then we paid it back, but we got a good deal.
And
it was good for the community because we restored a home that would had fallen in disrepair.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And especially in these times when the economy is it's challenging, people are challenged financially, businesses are challenged, to know where there are, to know which direction the city is moving in,
mm-hmm.
whoever's listening, and to also know where these grants are that are offered through.
Now, I've always now here's the thing. I want to make sure we clear things up. These grants are not for starting businesses, folks.
No.
See, my audience has heard me say 100 times, Grant died. When it comes to business, money for a business to operate, to start up, to grow, Grant died. There are no grants that are worth you going after or that you could go after. Suzanne's talking about community redevelopment type of things. Like the low interest loans, that was kind of a grant. As you said, redoing the facades of downtown areas and things like that.
And like our Workforce Alliance, whether they got stimulus money, so
right.
businesses can apply and get like part time workers. This summer they could get part time workers for free. That actually the government was paying for these workers to work
right.
at their businesses, and they
yeah.
had to be like. The 16 to 24, which has the highest unemployment. So
right.
all businesses locally, that if they found out about it, could hire these workers for and not have to pay for them.
Right. Well, that's I have to say something. I can't let this go, Suzanne. If they hadn't raised minimum wage, those people would have already had a job. So now so those people got laid off, and now the government has to pay companies to make them work. I can't help it. I have to take a shot at the minimum wage increases out there on that one. But
you're allowed.
But anyway, so what else? What are some other things?
Liaisons. Being a liaison, like I'm a liaison as a commissioner. I'm a liaison to our downtown downtown. It's the DCA. It's the Downtown Cultural Alliance, which
right.
markets our businesses in the downtown. So I've helped forge those relationships. I'm keyed into what the downtown needs
mm-hmm.
as from the government's perspective. We just set up a whole new series of events.
So this is kind of a partnership. This is not just the government doing its thing and businesses doing its thing. This is a partnership between the two, isn't it?
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And it's a successful partnership.
We need more of that because sometimes, and we got to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this in a minute, but we need more of this thing going on across the country. Sometimes, Suzanne, I know of communities, many communities, too many, where the politicians and the businesses just don't get along. It's us against them. Folks, that dog won't hunt, as they say in Texas. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, including my blog, including my newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And my archives, articles of that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, like my guest this half hour, Suzanne Mulvihill. And lots and lots of stuff there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Suzanne is the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. She is currently you're more of a politician than you are an entrepreneur, though. But you're kind of an entrepreneurial politician, aren't you, Suzanne?
Yes, yeah, I am.
That's the correct way to say it, isn't it?
I like
and
that.
I'm having a little fun with you, but my tongue is only somewhat in my cheek, Suzanne. I think you're bringing entrepreneurship to your assignment as a commissioner for the city of Lake Worth. And you were saying that you're a liaison with the merchants. What's the difference in that being a liaison to the chamber? Isn't that another job?
They're two separate commissioners. I'm the liaison to the downtown, and then there's another commissioner who's the liaison to the chamber.
I got you.
So they're two separate roles. But they're absolutely integral to the partnership that you and I were just talking about.
Well, you guys have figured out that you're only going to make it if you work together.
That's correct.
But I'll tell you, there's a lot of communities out there, folks. You know them. You probably live in them. Some of you who are listening, you live in these communities, and the people just don't get along. And you know why, don't you, Suzanne? It's the same thing as the problem with humanity. I've told you what the problem with humanity is, didn't I?
You probably did.
It's the humans.
It's the problem with humans.
The problem with humanity is the humans. And that's what you get when you get, when you got politicians and business people, you got humans out there, and they just don't get along sometimes. And what's fascinating to me, it's horrible, it's a sad story, really, is how communities will take themselves down rather than work together.
Well, I mean, I'm sharing all these good things about our city of Lake Worth, but I'll tell you, it hasn't been without pain.
What's been some of the pain?
Some of the pain is dealing with the... We've been paralyzed. The city has been paralyzed by its polarization. We're the sixth most diverse community in Florida with populations over 5,000.
Yeah.
So there are, in our community, it seems to be there's haves, have-nots, and should-nots.
Is even now? Even now, still?
Oh, even now, still.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely a continued challenges in the yin and the yang. And the uniting of the opposites, I ran on that platform because there was such a sense of apathy in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And I run into people who tell me that I don't vote, and it's like
That's
the only thing that we can't afford not to vote.
Right.
Because it does affect how we live our lives.
Don't you think though, Suzanne, across America, more people are becoming energized about at least voting a lot about becoming a little more knowledgeable. Don't you think that's happening right now?
Well, I know what happened to me, Jim. I mean, I got involved because our city was going to sell our city-owned intercoastal property to a developer,
to
a condo. And so 5 years ago, a friend called and said, Suzanne, you have to get involved. I remember thinking, what? I mean, we sold parking lots to developers. We were going to, and I helped stop that sale of
mm-hmm.
that particular piece of property. And when I ran for office, I ran because we didn't want, this community didn't, the majority, let me put it that way,
right,
didn't want to redo our beach and tear down our 1923 beach building,
right,
our casino building.
Right.
So I was involved in saving that, and now we're involved in restoring it.
Mm-hmm.
But, with the winds change. I mean, we get new people into office, and it's about the majority.
Right.
And how... We have bonfires back on our beach right now because we have a commission that wanted them back on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So it to that degree, the government is impacted by who is in office. So it's
you gotta have feedback from your folks more than just voting. You gotta have people who are involved and take an interest in the community, and that's not easy to do, especially for small business owners. We're so busy making payroll, but the thing I've told people all these years now, Suzanne, is if you don't get involved in government, if you don't let politicians know how you feel, then you're going to get whatever they give you at where they are assuming that you don't care.
That's right. You're absolutely, and then it's really not responsible.
Yeah.
Because then there's nothing to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
if people don't like the results. Because, I mean, when we have issues on the that are on the agenda, I get feedback for it or against it, and it's that information that that helps in the decision making process of how does this impact our community.
I got 30 seconds left. What's your last thought? What's the most important thing you want to leave us with regard to working with your community government?
Getting involved. I mean, just knowing that it's going to make a difference, that it does matter. So anyone that's like, I tried it before.
One person can make a difference sometimes, can't they?
Yes. And get to know. Go meet with your local commission.
Well, look at that one person who called you. That one person unleashed a hurricane on the city there with you, right?
Who would have ever known? I would have never guessed I would have been running. I wouldn't be a commissioner, let alone just helping.
One phone call and the city will never be the same.
That's true.
Hey, Suzanne, thanks for being here. Good job. Give us your website, please.
Sure, it's emotionalendurance.com.
Folks, she's got a whole body of work there that you want to check out. Emotional Endurance. Thanks, Suzanne. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.